question, sir. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, I can. Continue, Mr. Hall.
Okay. Now, before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Gerardo Lopez. G-E-R-A-R-D-O.
Okay, so the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to conduct your hearing. He will be the lead, so just hold on and he'll be with you shortly, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me? Okay. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clinics. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting a hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead this morning, okay? So I'm going to go over some information with you. Feel free to correct any of the information that I'm going over with you. This is the information that we have in the documentation that we actually have here with us this morning.
Okay.
So you have been certified to come before this board for regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You are currently serving a life sentence and where you have two expired sentences, one for narcotic drugs and the other one for attempted armed robbery. The attempted armed robbery was a 7.5-year sentence and a 7-year sentence for the narcotic drug sentence. They were to run concurrent with each other with the first-degree murder charge that you had that you've given 25 years to life. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it looks like you became parole eligible on October 12th of 2015, sir.
Yes.
Okay. According to your institutional progress report, it doesn't show that you've done that much programming. However, we do have the information and certificates where you've done quite a bit of programming since you've been incarcerated. Your release plan only states that family will help you out when and if you're released. But I do see on here that you do have some disciplinary infractions. You've had two disciplinary infractions, looks like this year, one on 7-3 of 18 for disrupting count, and another one on March of 2018. The one that looks like on March 2018 is from an incident that occurred in February of 2018. It says that attempts to obscure, sir?
I believe that was in Stafford.
Okay, what it says is that inmate Lopez uses a sheet and placed himself in the middle of JRF to run and begins to shake the unfolded sheet until the altercation is completed, basically stating that there was an altercation and you took a sheet and placed up to block the view of the officers. Can you tell me about what that was about, sir? Hold on 1 minute, sir. Hold on a minute. Dr. Wright, can we turn that off a little bit? I can't hardly hear.
I'm not sure. I think
we're
up this
loud
as we can.
Okay, go ahead. Now, go ahead, Mr. Lopez.
All right. Back in February, there was a 50-year-old that lived on a deputy to Stafford. I didn't even know who the inmates were fighting. I didn't have a dog in that fight, as you want to say. There were two people from Americans who were drinking. I for a bunch of court, I had sent them a real estate reforms. The captain reduced that ticket because he said, I looked at the camera, it didn't do it the wrong place at the wrong time. So it went from I think it was DO7 or DO something like that. He gave me a ticket, he knocked it down to he told me you were just at the wrong place at the wrong time. But he ended up reducing that ticket on that incident, Sean, that's an injury. I think it was good attention to people that were attempting the disciplinary officer, you know? Because he had not been taken down from that. Well, so they did a, it was an instructional, some kind of ticket, but they gave me a staff were duty, that's what the ticket was reduced to. You know, so he ended up knocking that ticket down, you know?
Okay, but still, it's still listed as a major, sir. That it was a major ticket that you actually got. But you had one other citation, sir, that you received.
Does your thing count?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Over here, on this trailer, here, it's a little crazy over there, too, but that's pretty mildly. I mean, does your thing count was, I was sitting next to the kitchen, I was learning at a medium time rap, learning because I was learning what I was supposed to eat, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the ticket got, he just gave me
I see in 16, sir, you tested positive for morphine, methamphetamine, and amphetamine. And you also had a couple missed refusals that you had in 16. So are you still doing drugs while you're in there, sir, since that time?
Well, sure, I guess you're not completely
September of 15, looks like September of 16 and November of 17, you appeared before this board for a separate time. Each time that you appeared before this board, you were denied. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can I understand, can I go through a little bit of information on what occurred based on the information that we have in the pre-sentence report? This appears to be an incident involving you and another subject trying to sell some narcotic drugs to undercover police officers. In the process of selling those drugs to the undercover police officer, your co-defendant was shot and killed, and resulted in you being charged with attempted armed robbery and making conspiracy to sell narcotic drugs, as well as murder, felony murder. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So, can you tell us a little bit about what happened during that period of time, sir?
Well, it was me, Alex Richard, and Arnold Pearson, a friend of mine. Well, we were really young, we were trying to make, you know, being a steward, trying to make money, we were trying to rob these people, and then they turned out to be undercover agents. And during the process, when we were being arrested, and they said, we were the cops at first, you know, and Alex came out, and the cops really yelled that they were police officers. I knew they were police officers once I was under arrest, but then it's hard to explain, but Alex Richards, my friend, the way I shot, he was killed by Officer Ken Dillard, you know, and even at the autopsy and all that, he was actually shot like four times, broken his hand, broken his rib, and the gunshot that killed him was a close contact wound, which means basically the guns applied with pressure, you know? And that's the shot that killed Alex. He was already incapacitated in every shop I see a guy shot with, but that shot's when the two of them put all the gunpowder residue and everything was inside his chest cavity. That poison was placed over his heart. And well, that's a shot that killed him.
Okay. Well, according to the pre-sentence report, Mr. Lopez, it appears that your co-defendant had a gun that was trying to shoot the officer. There was some some information about the money. They wanted to see the money. When they saw the money, he pulled out a gun. And it also states in the report that it appears he tried to fire the gun, but during the struggle, it looks like the gun, the trigger was a revolver. The trigger hit his hand. At least there was an imprint on his hand, and there was just a continued struggle going on. The other officers came over to assist to ask for help with that. So let me go through. I see that you had, and you did have, how old were you when this incident occurred, sir?
I was 18, too.
You was 18. And I see that you had some problems when you were a juvenile, but it appears that all those problems were kind of minor, theft of a bike, theft of a motorcycle, trespassing at a high school, and then looks like there was a robbery in L.A., but it's no information that's available on that. You actually went to trial on this, sir. You were found guilty by a trial, a jury?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You actually appealed this, and the court affirmed your conviction?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you will be before this board in November of 2017. You recall that?
Yeah, last year, yes.
Yes, sir. Last year, and when you appeared before this board, you also had, and I think you have several supporters here today. You have your sister-in-law, Ms. Elisa Algaria, that's here, if I'm reading this right, and then you have your sister, Ms. Vasquez, that's here, and I think that's the only two I see on the sheet that are here to actually speak. So what I am going to do, sir, is I am going to ask you to go ahead and explain to this board how you changed and what has occurred in this last year to make any difference or to sway this board, sir.
Yeah, last year I think you were doing it for yourself as well, you know? And, well, I wouldn't have that happened, you know, any time that the last that level to me. Everything happened. I was 18. And that day I did this with my friend Alex Fisher, you know, he's a deceased, you know, I grew up with Alex, so I knew him, who I already know, and I said, none of these people, I don't think about them, I understand it. I said, we were young, we're naive and stupid, you know. I'm not going to say that we can all relate to it, but we're working in England in school, you know. And I said, none of these people, I don't regret that day, you know. And since then, I've been in prison, you know, I'm 30 years, and after I was 18, I'm probably 48 now, you know, so it's close to 30 years. And even in prison, you know, I've never made the right choices all the time, you know. I guess as you get older, you grow more empathy, you find out what's really important to you in life, you know. I got my kids, I got grandkids now, but my mother, she's not very well, she's sick. My little brother has a brain aneurysm, he's blind, you know, I'm not to take care of him, you know. He's like 6 feet, 240, and my mom, she's got fibromyalgia, she's got diabetes, and she's been caring for him, you know. So, I'd like to get out there and help them, especially her and him, you know. But, in a to myself, I don't have a program, you know. I can't say all of it, but I don't have a program that was available to me, you know. And I take advantage of all that. And I'm sure that I'll be giving advice to other people, but sometimes it's hard for me to listen to my own advice. But as soon as you get older, you tend to realize what's really important to your life, you know? And to me right now, family is probably the most important thing to me. Being big machinist and man, you know. I'm doing the best I can here. I did programming, I did one of the NAs, you know, I don't know if you have my certificate for you.
Yes.
I'm sure you're coming with me on all that, you know, you're Mr. Kinyonis, Mr. Wright. And so it was good that I was doing all that, it was positive, you know, and I'm still doing that. Still doing that here, I'm kind of helping the guys out here, you know. I'm feeling a little bit different because we're in rooms. I see them myself, or they're themselves, I was like, over there in March, it was like, runs, you know, but still, we have groupies and we talk about things, you know. So, like, I'm really trying to get my contacts, my friend of mine, you know. I got the structure out there, once I do get out of here, you'd be happy to give me the door, you know. I got a job set up with my doors, except my pieces are managers of certain stores, you know, so I got the job set up. I got family that will help, you know. And I'm just looking for the opportunity to get out of here, you know. Like I said, I know it lies in you guys, on you guys' side, how you feel. Things like the rest of my staff, you know, but I can tell you that I've really tried and I have changed, you know, and I just hope that you guys can see that. I said, I don't know how many tickets, you guys focus on the tickets, and granted, I get that, you know, but on the first side of that, you know, I've done like 10 new races this year, you know, and I've been doing things. I volunteered myself to be on the UA list, you know, so every month they come by and they tweet out for UA, you know, and sometimes they surprise you, but I'm on the list, you know, I've got here and I told the world, and the other people have put me on the targeted list, you know, so I go to UA all the time. It's not a reminder or anything like that, it's just that I wanted to do it, you know, just to keep the rule myself, but I can't sit here and tell you guys this and tell you that and be lying, because I don't look myself in the mirror and being able to rule with me, you know. So, I guess I'm really focused on trying to get out of here and do the right thing, you know, and I've been doing, like I said, I've been doing everything that I need to do, you know, or it's available to me as well, and things on my own, you know. And like I said, I know the working thing, I always respect that, and you guys always see one part of it, or when I say, you know, but there's not many things that go on here, because, you know, I try to be involved with, you know, I try to talk to your work, these posters, I try to help them with your GED, I try to do those things that aren't really on the details as far as my file goes, you know, but I believe, so I've been doing everything I can to prepare myself for this, you know, like I said, as far as the technology and that, and all that, I don't know anything about apps, telephones, Mr. Richards' stimulus argument. That means an officer where he shot him, he had so much pressure to him that all the gun really from the gun cotton was inside his heart. And then it could be convinced that he shot to kill him, you know?
Well, the reason why I ask that is because was that officer found guilty of some crime, or?
No, the officer committed suicide. Then after a while, my cousin that studied in the courtroom, her name was Elsa, that was her cousin. They ended up suing the state, and he sued by the court.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Do you recognize how close you came to killing that officer that day? And then let's forget that it was an officer. Was it another human being? You stuck a gun in that individual. A struggle ensued. The hammer went down. You were this close from killing a human being. How do you feel about that?
Like I said, at the time, you were young and naive to get your point. It was stupid, and I do regret that. They had to be good by that. I don't regret that whole incident, you know? And you're right, it was an officer, and there was a struggle, you know? But I, at the time, like I said, I'm not sitting here trying to justify it, because I was completely wrong, and I know that. I see what there is in my way from there, you know? And I'm glad that, thank God, and nothing more happened, you know? But as soon as I did find out that there were officers, and the officers came and presented themselves, the officers had to give that the struggle, if you want to call it that, but no, you're right, you're completely right, and I do think about that. I'm glad that he wasn't hurt. But in the process, my friend got killed as well, you know, but and I do think about the whole transaction that happened that day, you know, and it's one of those things that you'll never forget, you know? I can honestly sit here and tell you like you were living that day, day for day, and then from there, and now it transpired, you know? And it was stupid. Like I said, I was 18 at the time. I'm 48 now. It's almost 30 years in between, you know? A lot's happened. But yes, I do think about it, and I'm glad that I didn't take that officer's life. Or vice versa, didn't take mine, you know? So I do understand where you're coming from, and I do have that feeling. I do feel very sad by the whole change that doesn't happen that day. So I do regret it, more than anything, I regret it at all.
Well, thank you for your response, Mr. Lopez. And thank you for your accountability. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Mr. Kiyos.
No further questions, sir.
Okay. So I see no other questions coming from the board at this time. I know you do have some supporters here. I am going to ask your supporters to come up at this time and speak, and I'm going to give them the opportunity to choose which order they'd like to come up and speak in, okay? And when you come up to speak, just come up to the podium, state your full name, and go ahead and present any information you'd like to present to the board.
Hi, my name is Consuelo Velasquez. I'm his little sister. We've been up here several times, as you guys said. Like he told you, my mom is really sick. My brother is really sick. They're both sitting right behind where I was. And we need him. We need his help. I'm asking for you guys to please give him a second chance to show you guys that he can be a productive member of society, to give him that chance to give back to the community, to his family, to everyone around him. He does have jobs out there that are available to him. You know, he's done a lot of programming. There's only so much you can do in there, and it's only gonna be offered so many times to you. At this point, like, He can't even take no more classes. He's taken all that is available to him. And I'm just asking for your guys' mercy and to please give him a second chance to show that he can be that productive member of society, have a job, interact with his kids, his grandkids. Help my brother, help my mom, help his family. He has a lot of family. That's it. Thank you.
Let me see if the board has any questions.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Marcella Cria. I'm his sister-in-law. I've been with this family close to 31 years. I was married to the older brother. As you can say, I've been incarcerated. My son's been incarcerated. My ex-husband's incarcerated, his brother. We all got second chances. I'm flourishing. I'm a manager for Goodwill, home store manager. I've been with them for going on 7 years. My son has come out and been productive. He's done 8 years, and he's been out for almost 10 years. And he's working for a company. He's a supervisor by putting machines, equipment. My ex-husband, he's doing great. He's been out for 2 years, staying out of trouble. You know, we all deserve a second chance. I mean, it's sad what happened. And I mean, I lost my cousin for what happened that day. I mean, can't bring him back, can't change the situation. We all gotta somehow go and try to learn how to be productive again in this world and learn how to give second chances to people that really need to get that second chance in life. He has a son. He's never really saw his son. He has a grandson now. My mother-in-law, which I still call my mother-in-law, is very ill. I'm come back and forth to take care of her. I live in Santan now, but I do as much as I can to come back and forth to Tucson to help her. And my brother-in-law, which is blind, he's had several brain surgeries, and I'm filling in until we get him home. And when he gets home, he can help. I mean, because the older brother hasn't been helping at all. And I feel like I'm the older sister right now, and I need the help right now. I really need him out to help me with my mother-in-law, with my brother-in-law, because it's kind of hard me coming back and forth to Tucson. And I understand, none of us are perfect. We're all young and stupid. I mean, I done my felony is drugs, and young, stupid, single mother trying to make it. And yeah, I got busted. Paid my price, did my time, and came back, went to college, and got productive, and ended up being a store manager for Goodwill for 7 years now. I mean, we're not perfect, like I said, and I believe he's done his 30 years, and it's time for him to get that second chance, just like his brother has, my son has, when, you know, and it's, I think it's time, and I hope you guys reconsider it this time to bring him home.
Okay. Board have any questions? Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I just wanted to say, ma'am, this board votes independently.
Yeah.
We don't discuss the cases before we come in here. We look at the totality of the case every time someone comes before the board. But you mentioned some things, and I just want to put some things in context, too. I, as one individual board member, I'm a big fan of second chances too, and to see people come out of the system and be productive, and I do really appreciate what you're saying today. Were any of the people in your family involved in violent crimes that were given these second chances?
My son and his father.
With a murder or?
His father was involved in a murder. My son was aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He got 8 years.
Thank you. And I guess all I wanted to share, because you were so forthright with the board, I do appreciate that, is that it's a little harder when we're looking at a murder case. This is not to say that this board has never granted that second chance. It's just that it's we have to look very hard on behalf of the people of Arizona.
Yeah.
But I do personally appreciate what you've said this morning.
Yeah. Like, I'm lucky my son ended up getting 8 years. He was looking at life in prison. And they were very lucky because he got 8 years. My ex-husband ended up getting 14 years. You know, they all made mistakes. I mean, like, his brother was in and out in prison. I mean, in and out, in and out. And till we got, he ended up doing his 14 years and some change. This is when he came out and decided to be productive, and he's been out so far going on 3 years. So, you know, there's always a change. They're not bad people. We all have love for each other, and this is why I'm still in this family, because it's all we stick together and we help each other to stay in that productive way and try to help and encourage us to let us know that there is something out better there in life, and they're trying to do that, willing and doing, trying to make that money. It's, you try to make that money, it's going to go down. You're going to go down with that money. It's, that is dirty, and you always need that chance to come back out. And it was kind of hard for me to get back to that way, but I got it, and I realized the best way to be honest is to make your own money and to be productive in life. And you see the gratitude you get from everybody, from my job and from everybody that sees me grow into who I am now for today, you know. And hopefully we can give him that chance.
Well, thank you so much. And we do want to see people succeed. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Lopez, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir. I do have one question for you as we come up on the conclusion. I want to make sure we give you the opportunity to present any information that you have to present to the board without repeating yourself. But, sir, when you appeared before this board the last time, and I hear people talking about second chances, and I was the only person on this board that agreed to try to give you a second chance at that time. And since that time, sir, you've committed two major felony violations since you've been incarcerated, and you have another minor that you did in 2018. Sir, how do you explain that you want a second chance, but you're committing these violations knowing that you're going to have to come back up before this board again, sir?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Johnson. I do, like I said, I do recall the last board in that. Usually I've gotten two tickets since the back door to this one. Like I said, the first ticket, I'm not going to sit here and argue it. I know the ticket got knocked down. Like I said, the captain, when he gave the ticket to me, he says, you know what? Because like it looks like a bunch of them just got there. The individual, they got the fight. There were two different Americans, they were drinking. I didn't know either one of them. I had been on the yard maybe 3 weeks. I sent them witness statement forms, and they answered that. I asked, do you know me? Did I have anything to do with this guy, this and that? The answer was no. They were just, like I said, they were drunk, they were intoxicated. And some individuals didn't even live down our run. No. And like Captain Tony said, you know, this is the wrong place, wrong time, you know? So this ticket, this conspiracy to commit this and that, he ended up reducing that ticket, you know? And I thought that was fair, but he said, you know what, I got to find you guilty of something, you know, to my officers. And there's, like I said, there's cameras down the runs, you know, so it wasn't that I was doing that intentionally or none of that. That was just, like he told me, and I told him, you know, I don't know any one of these guys, you know? Because I did, we're pretty good on the other 3 weeks. And that ticket, that's what I got found guilty of. You know, I didn't think it was, I know he was going to be a major because he had told me he was going to knock it down. But with that said, on the other ticket, destructing cow, I got back from building late. You know, I remember last was 2 weeks. So when I got back, that's when I was still on return for destructing cow, you know. And the other ticket is, you know, if you look at my ticket in the past, you know, I believe and I know that I haven't gotten a lot of tickets, you know, the way I used to give them the cash, where I really didn't care, you know, but I make a conscious effort to mind my P's and Q's and to do what I need to do, you know? And like I said, it's not that I'm trying to get a ticket, I'm looking to get a ticket, far from it, you know? That's like I said, I think your service plan to work with teachers and good things and bad things, but there's a lot of time to do stuff. We should focus on the good things here as well as I can do, you know? And I know it sounds repetitive, and I hate to keep bringing that up, but there is a lot of things that we do ourselves, right? Because here on this chart, there is no programming here on this chart. I know that may be hard to believe, but I got the CO3. She was one class for this whole unit. She's in the best classes here. There's one class being left for every week. And it is not applied to me because when they do the list for classes, all the students are my father says, not going to just life. So we got programs that when they do offer them, I'm not available for it. And there's me and a bunch of other guys who are doing life, we don't get that help, you know? And I don't, you know, they look at this thing and question it, but like I said, I got the CO3 that actually runs the classes, and she's doing this show for a while. And this year, like I said, there's hardly any programming here. And there is, it's also certain people they fit the criteria for it, you know? But, like I said, it's one of the things it's not that I'm looking for being trouble, why are we doing trouble, I'm trying to register of count. I was actually eating that day, you know, and I just made it back late. And so the only thing is, like, I didn't know neither one of those individuals, and they weren't even thinking that run, and they were drunk. They were actually drunk. I mean, they got in the fight, and they got arrested, and they told me everything, you know, and then, like I said, that's the captain told me, you know, he said, you know, long place, long time, I understand that, I see that, but that's how I'm going to reduce this ticket. But nonetheless, I'm not too hard to tell you're correct on that. And, I can't do that every day, but, in that particular incident, those guys are drunk. I mean, I didn't even know them. Like I said, I've been on the yard only 3 weeks. It was all new to me, you know?
Okay, Mr. Lopez,
yes, sir.
You're kind of repeating yourself on that now. Okay, so the board's going to go into discussion. Is there anything else that you want to say to this board prior to the board going into discussion without repeating yourself, sir?
Okay, I remember the last time I was with you guys, you know, I think it was you, Mr. White, you know? You guys kind of focus on all the programs or the other students that I have. I don't know if you guys have any before you or if you got them all filed, you know. But like I said, you had mentioned in the beginning that it didn't seem like I was doing a lot of programming. I don't even know now on my MA file or something like that. There's some kind of like WE or something like that. Some certain button that you press. I don't know if you're going to receive a 3 or anything like that. And there's really only just a programming that I have done, you know. That's the thing that I don't want to say, but there's a little attachment to my things file that you can see where I program where I have them, and I have them all the program. And you guys really praise me on that, you know, and it just kind of hard to try to get on the right track while I was doing the right thing, you know? And that makes me feel good, like I said, I was happy the other day, they should be cheesy and what have you. I wish you could get them. I recall you saying, you know, Mr. Lopez, I guess you and two of the members, I was saying, Mr. Neal, that there was a lady there. You mentioned that you're not, we're all new to this story, you know? And I really don't know you, but I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing. As you stay on this track, you know, I have no time doing it in your weakness here. I'm not trying to influence what you're saying, anything, you know, because I know minds change and things change, you know, and I do recall that, you know, that we had talked about that last time, you know, and I really have tried. I can honestly see you in that doubt. It was like, been doing my best. I've been doing best of my ass, doing what I need to do, you know. Been doing the program, been doing the reading, the self-help books, been helping people, you know, and then, I really close to my family, you know. I am, and I'm glad that I could do that to support. And I know that it will help you, you know. But it all happens with me. I have to be whoever wants it. I don't want to change. And I do want it, you know. And we should not be asking no questions, but I know you guys He had a family for that other trip to his brother to take it back in 2016, you know, and I stopped that completely. Ever since then, I never, it's not mandatory, but it's a, yearly visit. I volunteer to do come every month for maybe once or twice and then they come to UAU. They never tell you where, but it isn't even mandatory when they come because I'm not focused on drugs, I'm not doing drugs. The group is here all the time. And I see them, and I'm not influenced one way or another by them, you know? So, as far as the drug use goes, my man, everything that I wanted to do, I wanted to check. The opportunity is here, but that's something that even moves me in that direction. And my whole thing is trying to get out of here. I've been here 30 years or 25 years since, you know? And every time that I've been refused, it's because of maybe my drug use or my tickets, you know? And now, I've done what I needed to do in here. Sure, I can always do more. I get that. And I do try to do the best I can, you know, given the opportunities and the resources that we're giving here. But I just hope that you guys do consider that, you know? Because I don't think I'm going to have an absolute discharge. I'm going to have a monitor. So they're going to have a GPS. I don't know how that works, but I've been told, you know? So I'm going to have a monitor, you know? And I'm going to have that structure at home. Like I said, I do got the job still out, and I do got the family support. And it's something that I need. I really need to focus on, you know, trying to get out of here right now. If it doesn't happen this year, if you guys choose not to get to it, then I'll be more than 30 years. I'm just 25, you know, and like I said, it only lasts seem like a long time. You know, the focus on society and the people of Arizona. But at the same time, I didn't kill my buddy. My friend was killed by the officer. And to be honest, that's why I kept repeating the thing about the contact room. The officer shot 10 to 15 feet away. And yet, he died from this shot that killed him in the heart. And that's not going to be returned at that end. And I just want you guys, you know, listen to what I have to say. It. Understand that I do want and need to know
how,
and I thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, the board's going to go into discussion, Mr. Lopez. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so that you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. When we complete the discussion, we will make a decision whether to grant or deny you either absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest, okay? All right. The board is now going into discussion. We've had this case before. I do want to acknowledge that Mr. Lopez, just in 2017, he has taken numerous classes, a variety of classes for anger management, anger classes, construction. He's taken some drug and alcohol anonymous programs. He's been in self-respect classes, motivational classes. He has taken an enormous amount of program, and I do believe that he's taken all program that's been available to him. He did appear to us this last time. I do want to make note of a couple of things that although the victim in this case that was shot by a police officer was a friend of Mr. Lopez, I want to acknowledge that Mr. Lopez also had a gun too and drew that gun out while he was attempting to rob the victims, and a struggle occurred, and as a struggle occurred, his friend came over with a revolver and pulled that out and began to get involved in that struggle. And subsequently, officers identified themselves to him. He turned around and pointed the gun at the officer. And once they were all in close range, because they were all struggling, trying to get the guns from the actual victims. But in this particular case right here, and I do want to acknowledge that Mr. Lopez does have family support. I really admire his sister-in-law for having the opportunity to come up here and tell her story, as well as other members of the family who have gone. The last time that this came before the board, I wanted to give Mr. Lopez a second chance and voted to grant Mr. Lopez a home arrest at that time. However, the board didn't decide to go that route, but I'm going to have to say that based on the information that I have now, and that Mr. Lopez came before this board and knew that he was going to come back before this board within a year, come back to this board with two citations that he's received. One of them is a major, and then according to the information and the comments that we have on the major, it says that it was discovered on camera that on February 28th, inmate Lopez attempted to obscure the view of the pod officers during a physical altercation that was occurring in a 1A run. Inmate Lopez uses a sheet and places himself in the middle of the run and begins to shake and unfold the sheet until the altercation is completed. This is a little bit different than the story that he has. It was a major that he has, but I tell you, in light of that, I just, you know, do not see Mr. Lopez being released back out at this time. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues, especially when he heard and he knew what this board was doing, and instead of trying to persuade the board to work with him, that he winds up getting these citations in 18. So, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I agree that Mr. Lopez has certainly made a lot of progress with the programs, and I know that he had been involved significantly in prison politics and chose to stop that in 2010 around. And at that point, I mean, he had a long history of regularly occurring major discipline for all kinds of things through 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, a whole bunch in 2005, 2007, 2008. And then those kind of stopped, at least that particular type. I also know, though, that there was some drug use. And what does concern me is that starting in 2013, there's discipline for possession of drug. There's 2014, positive or refusal, guilty of a major. There's a couple in 16 for theft and disrupting count, and another positive or refusal. And so, you know, as you're saying, he knew he was coming up before the board, but you know, continued to with these activities. And then just regarding the crime itself, he did appeal, and the appeal for the conviction was confirmed and held upheld. So I'm with you. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate at this time for community supervision.
Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, I want to begin by saying that I agree with my colleagues, and I don't want to repeat. I think Ms. Rittenhouse did a very good job of summarizing. I want to say some positive things, though. I do believe that Mr. Lopez is turning a corner, and that he's on a path to rehabilitation and redemption. And I'm impressed with how different his presentation was from last year to this year. And some of the answers he gave me, because I asked very direct questions, I didn't mince any words. And I think he has family support, but he's very in touch with rehabilitation and redemption. And I think Mr. Lopez is heading in that direction. But my concerns are the same, and that is right now it's coming down to his behavior inside the Department of Corrections, and whether he can really turn the corner and put that behind him consistently. I do want to hear my encouragement. Thank you, sir.
Okay. But I say no other comments, Dr. Agnew, if you have anything about it, want to.
One thing I was going to say, one must earn a second chance. Yes, he deserves a second chance, but in my opinion, as one board member, he's not earned it yet. He went in another direction with those disciplines, those tickets, and I hope that in the future he will find a way to earn it, and I'm sure this board will be ready to move forward. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. Robert Lopez absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest at this time. That would be my motion. Who's second?
Mr. Mann.
Agree.
Okay.
Second by motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal, agree, Dr. Wright, Mr. Quinones, Ms. Rittenhouse. I'm also going to ask for a 1 year set off since this occurred in 1989.
Agree.
I am also going to mark the reasons for denials, that it was a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, that there were multiple victims because there were several officers involved. We also got a more prior criminal history. He was a repeat offender. Also going to mark poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infractions. He does have a history of assaultive behavior since incarcerated. I'm not going to mark poor no release plan because I do think he does have a release plan, although it doesn't spell out specifically. But he does have the family support. He has taken the program, and as a result of that, I'm not going to mark any of those on there. That would be the reason. Mr. Lopez?
Yeah.
So you heard the conversation taking place or the discussion taking place with the board. The board has voted to deny you home arrest, regular parole, and absolute discharge at this time. So did you hear the reasons for the board's decision?
Yeah.
So I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. So you will be certified to come back before this board in about a year from now at that time. So I do want to thank you for participating. As I said, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Mr. Lopez, please put the CO3 on the phone.
Mr. Johnson, I appreciate your time on this. Mr. Quinones, I wish you could hear me, but I thank you. I did take what you said to me in a positive way.
CO3 on the line for us, sir.